This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study published in Nature Human Behavior in April 2019 showed that when teens are made aware of misleading marketing practices, it can motivate them to make healthier choices. A UK group, Bite Back 2030, is trying to make good eating a rebellious act for teens. A report by the Frontier Group, Safe for Swimming, found that more than half of all beach sites tested in 29 U.S. states and Puerto Rico had high enough levels of bacteria to be unsafe for swimming on at least one day in 2018. Liliana Castro, the former housing secretary who was the only Latino candidate in the Democratic primary, said he would end his bid for the presidency, capping a year-long campaign where he struggled in polls but remained a policy pace setter on immigration and fighting poverty. Witnesses said that police officers opened fire on demonstrators in the India state of Uttar Pradesh with live ammunition, broke into houses and stole money, and threatened to rape women. BBC aired coverage showing police officers knocking down security cameras in Muslim neighborhoods and shattering the windows of parked cars in reaction to protest over anti-Muslim laws. Skirting requirements of the Affordable Care Act, Christian groups say they permit people of a common religious or ethical belief to share medical costs, and many were grandfathered in under the federal health care law mainly through a religious exemption. These Christian nonprofit groups offer far lower rates because they're not classified as insurance and are under no legal obligation to pay medical claims. They generally decline to cover people with pre-existing illnesses. They can set limits on how much their members will pay, and they can legally refuse to cover treatments for specialties like mental health. Artificial intelligence can help doctors do a better job of finding breast cancer on mammograms. Researchers from Google and medical centers in the U.S. and Britain are reporting in the journal Nature. Amazon has threatened to fire people for speaking publicly about the company's role in the climate crisis, tech workers at the retail giant have revealed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.